Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC. Beginning our program this week, as usual, we have information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia concerning solar activity. The IPS advises that solar activity is now classified as very low, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 107. That's 107, and the equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 5757. Now, those levels are extremely low, of course, and it just means that as we move into the end or approach the end or the peak of the present solar cycle number 24, we cannot expect those figures to improve or increase in the immediate future. In fact, they will probably decrease. So high frequency propagation continues to be unreliable on frequencies above about 13 megahertz on long haul paths crossing darkness or semi-darkness paths, but frequencies above about 40 megahertz crossing daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. And don't forget too that the new transmission season begins on the October 29. That's the B2013 international transmission season, and we expect to see many, many frequency changes and many schedules being changed, with stations moving to the lower frequency bands for the Northern Hemisphere winter. Now, we have some shortwave station news. First of all, Romania. Radio Romania International is now using a 300 kilowatt DRM, that's a digital transmitter, in band, nominally on the frequency of 9800, 31 metres, for its service to Africa, 2000 to 2100, with programming in French and English. Unfortunately, this digital transmission is causing havoc to other broadcasters in this spectrum region, as the digital spread extends from 9785 through to 9815. And frequencies from AM transmissions in that frequency range are being seriously disturbed. Here in Melbourne, the signal is heard at a huge level. That's just after our local sunrise. I have said and continue to advocate that high-frequency DRM services should be placed in a new spectrum allocation reserved specifically for those types of broadcasts. I mentioned in a previous program that it was thought that Radio Slovakia International would be definitely resuming its shortwave transmissions in January 2014. This was sourced to a German publication, the German DXing Group, and it's now been revealed that the station itself has sent an email to a member, one of our members, advising that there are no specific plans to reintroduce shortwave broadcasts from Radio Romania International in the immediate future, which includes January. So the information would appear to be quite speculative, and it would also seem to be somewhat misleading, not based on the reality of the situation. So we'll just have to wait and see whether Radio Slovakia International does in fact introduce shortwave transmissions once again during 2014. Now, some propagation notes. Here in Melbourne, around our morning periods, it's just around about our sunrise period. The 25 metre band has been giving quite good signals from most continents. That's between 1900 and 2200. I did a brief spectrum analysis of observed occupancies on four frequencies in this band in that time period, and I'd like to share that information with you. 11750, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English, signing on at 1920 and closing at 2020. Note too that it seems as though most shortwave transmissions from Iran now open and close 10 minutes before the officially published schedule. And that accounts for the unusual sign on of 1920 and the sign off at 2020. Now, also on 11750, Adventist World Radio from KSDA in Guam, signing on at 2100 through until 2200 in Chinese. And the next frequency we observe is 11765. This Brazilian station on this channel noted here, 1915 to 2130, the frequency is actually a little bit lower than 11765. It's on 11764.8, giving rise to a 200 Hz heterodyne on the frequency for other stations using it. Iran is another station using this frequency for the Japanese service, the morning service, signing on at 2050, signing off at 2150. And the third station on this channel is Radio Algeria via the Usedun relay station in France. Heard here, 1900 to sign off at 2100 with programming predominantly in Arabic but with short French news segments which tend to be for 5 minutes on the hour. Now 11775, the Angola station, Dr. Gene Scott Religious Broadcasting in English. Heard here, 1900 to 2100. And also 11775, another religious station, the Overcomer Ministry, via the Nauen transmitting site in Germany, in English, signing on 2000, signing off at 2200. And finally, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting station, with its German program to Europe, 1900 to 2000 closing. And then we have 11780, Radio Nacional, Brasilia, 1930 to 2200, quite good reception usually in that time span. So some interesting reception in the 25 metre band here in Melbourne recently in our morning service around our local sunrise. In our afternoon period, the 22 metre band has been giving good signals from various continents. That's in the period around 04:30 to 05:30. This is a summary I made recently, and it includes another frequency for Radio Romania International using digital radio modulation, 11830, and that's also beamed to Africa, and it's causing serious interference to stations using AM transmission modes in that same time period surrounding that frequency. Anyway, these are some of the signals heard on the 22 metre band recently here in Melbourne in the afternoon. 13610, China National Radio Network 1. 13630, Christian Vision Communications from the Tashkent relay station in Uzbekistan in Urdu. 13750, the voice of Korea in French at 0440. two frequencies for Radio France International in French, 13685 at 0445 and 13695 in French from 0500. And 13710, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Turkish at 0430. And 13720, the Sudan radio service using the facility, the relay facility at Dabaya in the UAE, Arabic programming at 0430. And some more frequencies for Iran, 13740 in Dari at 0430, and 13750 in Russian from signing on at 0450. And on 13765, the Vatican radio from the Madagascar relay station that uses that relay for programs to Africa in French at 0440. And 13820, the station in Taiwan known as the Sound of Hope, broadcasting in Chinese languages at 0500. It's also on 13775 at the same time period, but disturbed by serious wideband jamming extending right through from 13770 to 13795. Also in the time period 0430 to 0500, a sequence of stations or signals in the 13 metre band has been audible. 21455, the Radio Free Asia station at Tinian Island in the Marianas in Chinese at 0430. 21460, the Voice of America from the Philippines through the Tinang relay station, signing on at 0500. And on 21465, the same station, signing on at 0500 in Tibetan. And those frequencies alternate from day to day to avoid jamming transmissions. At 21520, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, very strong signals beginning at 0450 in Russian. And 21650, the Marianas Islands, Radio Free Asia, once again from Tinian Island, commencing transmissions on this frequency at 0500 in Chinese. So good reception in our afternoons on 13 metres. Not that there's many stations broadcasting on 13 metres at the present time, and they are mainly daylight circuits into Melbourne. And the 22 metre band is quite good from most continents, long path and short path. And that's all on our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX. And goodbye for now. See you soon.